Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Heart and Soul Holistics. Today, I have a wonderful channel and intuitive and healer, and she's just phenomenal. Her name is Kelly Hampton. She is author of two books, and she is also coming out with a wonderful new healing technique called Star Healing Intergalactic Energy TM. I'm very excited about this. As you all know, I love angels. I'm not sure if you know that, but I do. My main angel is Angel Michael, Archangel Michael, and Kelly channels Archangel Michael. So it's very exciting to me to have him on the show, even though he's always with me. This is even more exciting for me to have his energy and input to help anyone with any questions or anything that's happening that they'd like some help with. And so I'm going to say hi to Kelly. She's online. So hi, Kelly. How are you?
Hi, Patty.
How are you, darling?
I'm great. It's too bad I can't make my voice sound deep like a male masculine energy, I guess.
That's okay. We like your voice.
When I channel, it's my voice. So
yeah.
But I'm great. I'm great. It's a nice evening here in the Midwest, and I'm thrilled to be on your show and educate myself and maybe teach others.
And that's exactly what, you know, this show is based on, is other a lot of healers listen to the show, and a lot of healing happens, I think, while you're listening to the show. So I've heard some great feedback, and I'm really grateful, you know, that it's here. And so I would like to just, you know, I'm a healer, so we're going to assume that everybody listening is a healer too. And they're going to just understand every word we say, so we don't have to explain and go back into history. Because to me, I think the now is so much more important than the past. So I think we're just going to start talking about, I just want to read a little bit about the Star Healing Intergalactic Energy work that you're doing. I really liked the feeling that I was getting about it. So possibly you could kind of elaborate a little bit on it if you'd like to, on how it came to you. Maybe that would probably be important.
Sure. Well, I'd love to. Like most everything that I channel, it's, of course, the first time I've had the experience with the information. And so most recently, I thought I was going to be going to a friend's house to sort of help her brush up on a little Reiki. And when I got to her home, I was on her massage table, and when I started channeling the angel, it was apparent that it wasn't Reiki. As I'm channeling and speaking to her, it was not Reiki. And that was just born maybe like a week ago.
Oh, wow.
Or whatever. And so when I hear, for those of you that are not familiar, the listeners are not familiar with my work, when I guess channelers can work in different ways, I know they can. My particular form of channeling is word for word. I guess it's called open channeling. I don't go into a trance, and my voice doesn't change. So it was very exciting for me. It's just something that's just beginning. I think also for my friend that I was was a surprise that what we thought we were intending to do didn't come out that way. And so when I heard the guidance and the name of it all, that was not created from self. That was created from a divine source, which we've identified as my truth, as my source being Archangel Michael. Now, there are others, ascended masters that come to me, but the Star Healing Energy was a name that I heard, channeled, witness, I guess would be another way of saying it, and intergalactic energy. And so during this very recent, born a week ago, roughly form of healing, Michael clearly said that this is, although he's calling it a new form of healing, it's not really new. A lot of times he'll speak to me and others in parables, and so he liken this to a whisper that wasn't always heard. So Star Healing was set in motion long, long ago, he says, but now is the right time for all to hear. And so those that are light workers, those that, you know, are knowing what we're talking about in terms of the shift, the new world energy, the awakening, the removal of the ego energy into this new heart-centered spiritualness, all of these things, I think we're all speaking the same thing. So star healing in that regard, Michael, the angel says that star healing is a projection that in some ways will be more beneficial to other forms of healing. All healing is good,
mm-hmm.
Because it's allowing the clients to become more active in their own healing. So it was demonstrated, for example, that when I was channeling the information and the techniques, we're still in the middle of learning it, by the way, and I do know that as I'm teaching these workshops and I get far more form around this, that Michael's asked us to call this a journey.
Yeah.
Instead of, for example, level one, level two, the necessity for that isn't in place. So he's asked me to tailor it called Journey One.
I'm
loving that. The concept of star healing, as he explained it to me, was intergalactic energy, because the source, he says, that I and others will be drawing from is the energy from the star galaxy. And I sometimes think that I live in a sort of bubble by doing what I do and have so much more to learn. And I'm so glad he told me where the star galaxy was, because I didn't know before this is all happening.
Wow.
But he says if you're drawn to learn more, just look up to the heavens and locate the northern star. This is the point that is most visible to locating the star galaxy. And he talks about energy from this galaxy being powerful and wise. And, of course, everything has an intelligence. Energy has an intelligence. So the star galaxy, what he explained to us during this initial journey was that just as many, my truth is that many are entering the world in a higher vibrational energy. And Michael's also explained to me that in some cases the DNA of souls are being altered. He's just saying it's sort of like, you imagine if you're reaching your hand up to do some healing, with star energy you're reaching your hand up higher to bring down, tap into, let's say, just a different source of healing. As he says, all healing can be thought of as colors of a rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the rainbow is love and healing. But in any event, as it ties to reaching higher, as it ties into the higher vibrational energy of which many of us are feeling now, many of us know about, some will learn about, more will learn about, and many of our children and the younger generations are already part of. So mm-hmm. I was really excited.
I'm still excited.
We've only had our journey one, but there are at least, I believe, three journeys that Michael will be sharing with us, and I'm so excited to be able to really have things come to me as a teacher. Now it's apparently without even me making the intention, which is just so cool, I think.
Yeah, to keep it kind of organic a little, too, you know, that you didn't know about it, and there, here it is. I like the fact, too, I think that for me, because I've learned lots of different healing techniques along my life of 23 years of healing, I have finally just taken every book out of my brain and just do what I feel and what I hear. And so it's very much like what happened to you. I can hear it very clearly that it's not orchestrated in any way by ego, because it's just there. It's like downloading this information that is just so pure that I'm sure everybody can feel that, you know, this is something that is right here and right now. You know, it wasn't predicted or planned or anything like that. To me, that's what feels right about it, you know, that it's moved in to this present day and this present time on its own. You know, it didn't have intellect involved, which to me is a very powerful thing, because I find that can smother the energies that could come in when there's intellect or too much form or too much book knowledge that people start to put on their therapies. I don't know if you agree with me on this one, but the less you know about it, the better I think you're going to be in helping or transmuting this energy to another person.
Well, thank you for that. You know, what I did hear is that this form of healing, like many others that are coming about, and is that there will be less structure, some rules, but less structure is how he said it to me. And the other point that I'd like to make, too, is that about intention.
Mm-hmm.
And since I had none when this happened, and that's how when the visitation came from the angel 5, 6, 7 years ago now, there was no intention on my part. It just happened. Mm-hmm. So as much as I study about, know about, you know, coach people on about, you know, making intention, right, for it to manifest,
mm-hmm.
two major things that have happened, I never had conscious knowledge of learning, you know. In fact, when I was, as I tell people, as years ago when I was awakened at night by the presence of the angel, I wasn't calling on him. In fact, I didn't want it, you
mm-hmm.
know. I mean, I had been doing some connections through my sixth telepathically through those that had crossed over
mm-hmm.
From earlier experiences with my family, but I certainly wasn't praying and hoping like so many do. And, you know, I want to hear my angels. I want to see my angels. They're like, it just happened. And so it's kind of funny.
I love that, though. I think that is the truth of how it all happens. It just happens. I wish somebody, you know, people would ask me, well, how do you, you know, how did you know this? How did you know that? Or, and you just know it. I wish I could put a, you know, put it in a book on how to get to it. I just don't. I just know that it just comes to you, and that's as easy as it can be for a lot. That's a really good thing. I think people need to hear that they don't have to, like, I just want to share with something quick. It was really funny. I was in a sweat lodge, and, you know, a sweat, a Native American
mm-hmm.
sweat. And it was like a 13-round sweat, very, very hot. And my husband at the time had passed over, so I had been doing this sweat because, you know, I wanted to get in touch with him and get closer to him. In the middle of the last round of the sweat, it was really hot, and I was sitting in somebody's lap trying to breathe, you know, and I really just checked out. And I saw my husband, and he said to me, Patty, why do you have to suffer to believe that you're spiritual? And it was so powerful. I really, I really got it. It was like, thank you, you know, that this quest that everybody's on to, you know, get more spiritual and to see the light and to hear the voice, it's not necessary. It really is not necessary. It's more in the quiet and the peace and the joy that you're experiencing in your heart that allows you to get to that place, not the pushing, you know, and wanting. So I love the fact that this came to you like this. This felt really good to me. I just was like, thank you, Michael. This is so you. So
thank you. Yes.
And, you know, we do have somebody on the line. So let's, you want to go right into call some callers and start to ask answer some questions if they have?
Sure, sure, sure.
Okay, let's do it. Let's call, see who it's on. Hi, you're on Heart and Soul Holistic. Who am I talking to?
Are you talking to me, Patty?
Oh, this is Lori. Hi.
Yeah.
Yes, hi. This
I just tuned in. I went, oh, my God, I spaced it. You know, I'm just,
oh, not
it,
a problem.
You know,
well, Kelly's on, so if you'd like to ask her anything that's been coming up for you or just a question.
Kelly, hi. Pleasure to meet you.
Hi, same here.
I'm making some major changes, life changes, and I would like to know what do you see me doing, if anything, in the near future?
Well, I'll be certainly be able to help you. I'll just say this from years of experience and listening to Michael. He may talk about your car that's broken down or something, so... For sake of trying to get your things answered, I guess I would direct you like I do many people and just say, what area would you like him to focus on? Or he may ask that of you himself.
Something in the healing arts as a profession. I am a nurse, and I know that I'm supposed to be doing something in the healing arts, but I'm not sure what that is.
Okay, sure. That's perfect. I'll get going. Michael, how can you guide her today? Okay, this is what I'm hearing. Please tell her that she has all the time in the world to accomplish this goal. Please
okay.
tell her that the direction to be heading is straight ahead. And what I mean by this is, do not feel as though you need to take class after class, look here, look there, look everywhere, in order to broaden your horizons. Your focus is already there. And talking about specifics for you about the practicing arts, the healing
uh-huh.
arts, you are a perfect candidate to share and spread love and joy any which way you want. You are a natural speaker, by the way. So if you haven't yet defined what type of healing, I would say that the vehicle for your healing would be speaking. Some healers, of course, use hands, some thoughts, some words. Many use a combination of things. But by and large, I see that your power is gained and expanded when you're in front of people, not in silence, perhaps, like perhaps a massage therapist does their work largely in silence, you may say. There are exceptions, of course. So I would say that this is not the best and brightest vehicle or avenue for you, a massage therapist. I say I would like you to learn more about yourself, your intuition, and what truth it is that you feel carries love and joy. You see, this is an example. You are an example of how the energy of the world is changing so that everyone can become a teacher as long as their lesson is of love and healing and kindness. And yours is. So I say to you, use the power of your voice and use your presence as a personality to speak your truth in front of others.
Okay.
That's how I would guide you. I would resist the urge to keep looking and looking and looking and learning and learning and learning. You already have a sense, I believe, of the truth that resonates within you about purpose. So he's just asking you, do you or don't you? And you can say no. But anyway, he often asks.
No,
so
yes, I do in some ways, yeah.
So this is exactly it, he says. You know what I'm talking of. You validated this for me and yourself. So just pull this forward. Pull it out from you. There is, again, no particular training I see you needing. The vehicle is your voice, and the vehicle is standing in front of others. So the way to begin, I suppose, could be some such thing like small workshops in your area and then expand from there. There is no limit to what I see you being able to do in terms of healing and helping others. Again, it will be through words.
Okay. Would you also ask him if my healing affirmations for other people make a difference?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course they do.
All
yes.
of my affirmations, not just healing, but...
yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Just as a reminder to you and everyone that every thought that's ever spoken, thought, or created in one's mind is kept within the universes. So, yes, everything is stored and heard, if not immediately acted upon. Just continue to walk forward.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, Michael. Blessings.
Yeah,
I love all
you.
Of you.
Thank you, Lori. We're going to just
bye-bye.
Take the next caller, okay? All right. Hold on. One sec. Hold on. Hello? Hi, is this Megan?
Hi, Tabby. How are you?
Hi, Megan. I'm going to let you just start right get into talking to Kelly now. So, Kelly, this is Megan.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi,
how
Megan.
Are you?
I'm great. Thanks for phoning.
Okay. I have been unemployed for some time now, and I am searching for a direction for myself to be going in. I'm sort of like the last caller. I would like to see if there's any sort of anything that you see that,
yes,
that can help
sure
me
thing, honey.
To know what direction
okay.
I would want to go to. I don't want to go back into where I was. I
okay,
was in the medical field.
Okay,
I was in the medical field.
You.
I was a laboratory person.
Okay. Thank you. He's saying, first of all, this is what I'm hearing. Thank you for having the courage to state what many live in fear of, especially to voices that may be unfamiliar to them. So I'm congratulating you on having courage and taking the risk to explain and proclaim and also have faith that the situation you are in does not describe who you are. Nevertheless, I see that so many run in fear of their circumstances, and it is the fear that creates more of the same energy. So I first want to congratulate you upon this. Now, having done that, I'm so excited to be able to say to you that this medical field of yours, as you say, can be punted into the backfield like a football, and you can run full strength down the opposite direction for a touchdown. It is my hope and desire that you find your perfect place in this world by this time next month. It is my hope and wish and my guidance that you find this before the Easter time celebration of the world you live in. It is my hope and desire that you seek an additional person to help you manifest this. And this would be an earth guide, an earth person, an earth counselor, a headhunter, those types of specific people to help you land this placement by the Easter time, which I see for you. It will not be in anything even remotely connected to what you've done in the past. You've demonstrated you, this is not your desire, what I see. I do see you being able to attract part-time employment by Easter, which will then lead to a full-time restructuring of your world by summer. What I'm trying to say to you is that it's likely that near Easter time, between Easter and summer, that you will be partaking in a part-time opportunity from the earthly counselor or the headhunter who will get your foot in the door into something you may not find something you'll stay with forever, but it's going to lay the foundation for the full-time, passion-filled job that I see you taking over the summer. It says, I hope I'm not confusing you, only encouraging you with the truth that I see laying in front of you. Under no circumstances do I see you out of work past Easter time. This is so good and holy. For as much as you may want it, I also feel as though your soul wants a bit of a rest. So consider this time between now and then a rest period. One other thing, if I can get to that, please. He says, you have many talents that you're not using so far. He says, I can tell you them, or you can ask yourself and tell us. I think you know what these are. It's something that you haven't done in a very long time, but something that interests you. Do you know this? Can you reflect upon this, or do you need guidance here?
I have some talents. I have played music in the past. It's been a while since I've played professionally, and I have had suggestions that perhaps something to do with animals. I have a deep love for all sorts of animals. I can't see what I would do.
Let me help you see this a bit more clearly then. He says, thank you for sharing this. Yes, musically, you can teach musical theory, if you wish, but I don't see that your heart is in this. I see that your heart is in the animal kingdom and that there are many who need your support. So I would suggest that between the Easter time and the summertime, when this full-time position comes about, that you get some additional education, which will involve the animal kingdom and specifically teaching, training. He says training of dogs, cats, small animals, and all the like. Yes, there are many, many animals in the world who are needing love like humans, and you are the perfect vehicle for this. No matter what aspect of the animal kingdom with the job sector you choose, you will be successful because this is your passion.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Wow.
My pleasure.
Thank you. So I'm going to go right into line four. Thank you, Megan. Do you have any additional questions you'd like to ask Kelly just before we leave?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Kelly.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Hello. Hold on. Hello. You're on Heart and Soul Holistics. Who am I talking to? Hello. Hello.
Oh. I'm still on, Patty, but I'm just listening.
Yeah, this is another line, but
another line.
That's okay. Okay, well, we're just going to have to talk because...
So here's what I'm hearing, if I can go on, okay?
Sure.
Michael's saying, sometimes it's... Sometimes it's necessary for a pause. You know, I've learned, too, that was sort of a very subtle joke, I suppose, that I'm familiar with, because when I hear the guidance from Archangel Michael, he can be a humorous guide and an angelic being. And so the point about that, about no one being there, usually ties in.
I want to tell you something. The number I am looking at is 11111 all the way across the board. I have never seen a number like that ever.
Oh my gosh!
Yes, it's 11111 all the way across the board. It's impossible for that to be a phone number, but that's what I'm looking at. And that when
Well, I imagine the listeners know about the number, right? Of 111.
No, they don't. They don't.
Oh. Well, my experience is that it's a number that's calling light workers in this moment that we're living in, that Archangel Michael tells me is what he's calling the awakening, the time of where the lower energies of hatred and the toxins of the world and the Mother Earth purgings in Haiti and that vibration, that collective consciousness is moving away. And so many people are seeing, dreaming about 1111.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
This is the first I've heard of that. Wild. Unbelievable.
And that in addition to dreaming or seeing, you know, a lot of people, I believe, are also feeling this pull that they know they're supposed to do something, but they don't know what. Sometimes it's an excitement, sometimes, like for myself particularly, it was really strong November and December of this year as the new year was coming in, like an energetic strength pulling me to do something. Didn't know what, but something. And so it's really cool that those numbers
I'm looking at this going, really? What? Okay.
But here's what as you're saying that, what he was saying to me was sometimes a pause is necessary for growth and understanding. And it is no surprise that the numbers, he's just saying, I made them show up. Yes,
oh, yeah.
I like to take credit where credit is due.
Well, Michael's online then. That's awful. That's great.
I hope I have not lost any of your listeners with my zealousness, but
no.
It is very much indeed within everyone's power, really, to demonstrate change. That's the other purpose of what I try to do just here and now, is that energy can be changed in any direction. And my hope and wish and prayers mm-hmm. is that the direction of the energy, that mankind takes hold of the day, the here and the now, and makes it a beautiful, joyous, and loving place, that anyone, everyone has the power within themselves to change energy. That, I hope, was demonstrated.
Wow. Well, for sure. I am looking at it and thinking, wow. Well, you know, I have a question for Michael because
mm-hmm.
we have a little bit of time before probably another caller comes in, or we could go back to some of the other callers. But I have just a question that what is the basic reason that all this change is happening right now? I mean, is there something that this 2012 is creating this
yes,
vortex?
Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. Sorry, I'm hearing. So what I might as well share, right?
Okay, go ahead, please.
Okay, thanks. Everything about it is basic, he's saying, I'm hearing, and nothing about it is basic. It began in the heavens. To answer your question, some of this energy is cosmically driven, and it's driven from the universe's high and the universe's low. So he said another way, he says, to try to reach everyone's understanding, Mother Earth and Father Sky have determined that this is the time, along with the heavens and the Mother Earth and the animals and the plant kingdom, that the world is revolving faster. and for those who are learning about vibration and energy and the speed of sound and the speed of everything, as things vibrate faster, lower energy simply cannot exist. So basic, you ask for basic information, things like hatred, jealousy, deceit, greed, anger, these types of vibrations are slow moving. And when the world is spinning, let's say, faster, trying to make this so everyone can understand the wisdom, there is less place, there is no room for darker, slower moving energies. This is a great time of celebration. Some are calling it a time like the Renaissance in humankind history. But I say to you that this new energy, this new world energy, which is another way of looking at this, far exceeds anything from the time of the Renaissance. It's a time that will be ushering in all forms of love and joy, that Mother Earth has finally had enough. It is everything basic and nothing basic at all. It is very difficult for me to be brief about this particular topic because it is the truth of every light worker to spread the word that this is a time of love, not fear, that the time between now and 2012 and beyond is certainly not a time of fear as has been broadcast in certain dimensions. It is a time of change, most certainly, but a time for change for the betterment. It is, you might say, a time when those younger souls, younger than she, are entering in and have entered in with a higher vibration, so the world has to be able to support them. And when I say higher vibration, I mean that many of the diseases mankind has known, many of the infirmaries mankind has known will be ending. There'll be no more. Things like AIDS will be disappearing. That's because AIDS was created first in the mind, then in the body, I say. So as thoughts are higher, expect diseases to disappear. It is my hope and wish that everyone find a small part of time in their day, even those who may not call themselves light workers, and work with the sixth or seventh or eighth senses to spread some form of kindness that they may not have previously done. It is a world consciousness now. It is a global consciousness forming. It is a universe, and I say multi-universe energy that is being expanded. It is the time of expansion. Whatever was stuck in the past for many souls, including unemployment, businesses shutting down, thoughts of depression, and grave illnesses, these are in the passing lane, you might say. If any of this exists, it should all be, for the most part, passed by summer. There may be a lingering example here and there, but by and large, you might say in some ways, the worst is over. This is what I have been told, and this is what I promise.
Wow. I'm just absorbing all that. That was wonderful.
There is more.
Okay,
please
continue.
But I can stop.
No, please do. I want you to just, Michael is really taking over my show. I want to tell you just briefly what he just did. You want to hear this? I hung up from 11111 because I wanted to allow another caller. I hung up, and now it's back again. he came right back. I guess he didn't want me to hang up for a moment. That is so funny.
Maybe it's a purposeful pause so he can just keep talking.
I think, yes, you're right,
because
he's talking. That is wild. I didn't even think of that. Yeah, that's interesting. Go ahead, please, Michael.
I would love to educate, and I am so eternally grateful that you and your great kindness have given the soul the opportunity and are giving so many souls the opportunity. You are to be very blessed, as are those who can show kindness just to one other person. You see, all makes a difference. All matters. Everything, of course, large and small, every effort, large and small, matters in the collective sense. It is your birthright to live in a world like I am describing, it is in your birthright to live in a world that will be like nirvana. That is my promise. I would also like to go on to state that there are other ways to bring in or usher in or be aware of this new energy. If I can describe it another way to you, I will say that the younger souls of the newest generations, many have already known of the indigo children, the crystalline children. Now I say the sun children are entering, and there will be many more of enlightened varieties. In fact, we are the DNA, and some of these soul children are already changing so that their bodies simply will not tolerate the diseases anymore. They can't have them. You can't have dirty water and clean water in the same glass. I hope I'm making sense as I try to pick the elements that I feel are so very important for mankind and, of course, womankind in these precious moments together. I ask you to band together with one another and find ways to connect. That means turn off your television sets if they're showing images of violence and decay and destruction. It damages your soul. Yes, souls can be repaired, but there will be a time that the televisions will not be showing information that is detrimental to the soul. The world won't allow it. The consciousness won't allow it. I ask each and every one of you to consider going in your mind, if nothing else, if not in person, to some of the places in the world that you feel are lacking of light. This is what I'm speaking of. It may be your corner drugstore where the poor and impoverished are standing outside cold and hungry. It may be in the highest offices of the land where those in the most fancy suits and those with the highest educations are drinking and abusing, looking for their soul. It may be in Africa where children have no shoes on their feet but desire them. It may be in Harlem where there is no education. It may be in Scotland where the wounds of war run deep. You see, it matters little where you send that thought energy of healing. Just please send it. Pause. Pause.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You, she, he, and everyone were created in divine perfection. Said another more simple way, perhaps, it is simply now the time to live your perfection. Many things that have been seen as hidden in the past are going to be uncovered in this year, the next year, and the year beyond. Many things that seemed misunderstood will now gain clarity. Many illusions will be seen as false, and many falsehoods seen as true. This is cosmic order of the divine sense. It is my hope and desire that I have communicated some of this energy to the broadest listening audience, and that I have encouraged you, each and every one of you, to take some action. It is within your power, and it is going to happen no matter what, really. The universe is simply rotating faster, and faster frequency means closer to the light, closer to enlightenment, closest to love and perfection. I think maybe he's finished.
Oh, he's still online. Interesting, man.
Do not question what you are doing, I ask you, I'm hearing he's saying. Do not question what you are doing. Do it in faith. That means that if you feel as though something isn't speaking to you truthfully, authentically, then I say to you that the universe will be removing it from your life.
Mm-hmm.
This is the way energy is meant to flow, has flowed in the past, and will flow more freely than ever before in mankind's history.
Mm-hmm.
It is also promised that many new world orders will be formed. Not man-made orders, I say, but world orders. Would you like to know of the world orders?
Oh, yes.
He's saying, thank you, I'm hearing. They are peace, prosperity, goodness, compassion, forgiveness, joy, love, acceptance, respect. These are only some of the new world orders. And I say new because they will rise up from all parts of the globe with a new zeal, a new importance, and a new power. I am calling many myself to be enlisted in the spiritual army. Many have already heard these words from me already, that I am calling them to serve in the spiritual army. I ask each and every one who is listening today to call in and ask me so I can call them in to serve in the army. If they have any feeling at all about what I'm saying, ask them to get in line and call and ask and state, proclaim that they are ready to serve in this army. And it is, of course, the spiritual unseen army of love, 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 love. This is all and this is everything.
Mm-hmm. There is a new caller, two new callers. I think they might like to be heard. So would you be okay to
mm-hmm. both stop. Them? That'd be great.
Okay. I'm going to take them, caller five. Hold on. Hi, you're on Heart and Soul Holistics. Who am I talking to? Hello?
Patty?
Yes.
Are you hearing me?
I am hearing you.
Oh, this is a little, a tad confusing.
Okay.
This is Terry.
Hi, Terry. Well, you're online with Kelly Hampton. She is a channel. She's been channeling for people. So if you wanted to talk with her, she's on right now, and she's just asking you to ask one question, even if it's just a heart question or a soul question. And she's just, have you heard any of the show yet, or you just got
just
on?
Just a little bit. I think okay. I was the 111 caller.
Were you? So you were hearing it. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I was hearing some of it, and I couldn't get through.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you talk to Kelly. Kelly, this is my good friend, Terry, and she has a nice question for you.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I guess my question would be my predicament of the last 2 years. I had a knee injury and have not been able to walk without a definitive diagnosis as to why. I've had a couple surgeries, got a staph infection, and each time I get closer to walking, it's not happening for me. And, of course, I've tried everything I can possibly imagine, so...
Okay, thank you. Sorry to hear that, but I'll listen for you, of course. Michael, how can you guide her? It's very important that you find a way to get some rest. I mean this, that the rest that I'm hoping you will listen to is of the whole body, and you may say, oh, my goodness, Angel, I don't want to rest. I want to get up and walk. But I say to you that the rest I'm talking about is physical rest of the rest of the body, that your knee injury has put additional strain and stress on the entire body system. You see, one thing does not exist in a vacuum. It is, of course, part of the whole. So first, most immediately, I would say to you that I would encourage you to get further rest. Again, it may not be what it is you expected to hear, but it is what I see that is necessary for your healing. Secondarily, I will say, after this rest, again, he's saying of the entire body, you have only a matter of perhaps another 3 to 4 months at the most for this situation to improve. There will be improvement every day from this moment forward, but it is, as I say, going to take a conscious effort to recognize rest. And then I will say to you that your knees are symbols for moving forward. You have probably heard this before or something like this before. Your knees themselves are symbols for moving forward. So I would ask you, even if you've done this exercise before, to do this in your silence when we're finished and ask yourself, ask your mind in your quiet mind, what is it, do you think, that you might be afraid of walking forward with? Is it your life, your love life, your work, your marriage, your children, your home, whatever it is? I say to you that once you put your awareness to this, then the second step is then you can release this. This is also a very important lesson, and I would like you to go back to it. I don't believe you've done it fully in the past before. If you have, it's time to do it again. So use this tool tomorrow to ascertain what it is you feel you have not been ready to or fearful of moving forward. And once you acknowledge this, you may even write this down, then you can release it. As you begin to release it, I see complete and full and total healing.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Good luck to you. Thank you.
Well, I was thinking, Michael, I would love to, we have 5 guests on, and I would love to, being that everyone's listening, I'd like for you to do, if you would, maybe a meditation for all of us or something that could bring us all into a place of better healing or information. So maybe you could do like a prayer or whatever that comes to for us. So kind of have like a nice connection that we leave with you.
Okay, thank you. This is what I'm hearing. I honor and I cherish every opportunity to speak in this manner, to speak to some of you through visions, to speak to some of you with a knowing, to speak to some of you through a tingling or a sensation. I value each and every one of you who calls my name and asks for my guidance and my courage. I am, of course, only one of many helpers to creation. In that regard, I will say then, I ask you to do what is ever customary and comfortable for you. For some, it might be the bowing of the head. For others, it may be a kneeling position. Others, your hands may be together, centered over your heart as a namaste. It makes no difference to me how you get in a quiet, spiritual sense of being. But please get in that, and then I will begin. I am offering this up for your acceptance. Please take the parts of it that speak truth to you and the parts that may not speak truth. Of course, you may dismiss it like the wind. I, lover of life, this is a prayer, affirmation, whatever, okay? I, lover of life, am so grateful that I have chosen to come to Earth to learn. I see everything with the eyes of a child. I see everything that happens in my life as a lesson to teach and grow. I ask for nothing since I was given it the day I was born. I expect everything, for I was given it the day I was born. Please use this collective sense, as Patty has demonstrated, to form prayerful groups amongst you when I am gone and away, to reinstill your spirit. And when I say prayerful, again, it is not my hope or wish that you run to a church or a synagogue or an alley, just that you reach a spiritual place, a spiritual temple, which of course can be your own home. Your home is your spiritual temple. You are your spiritual temple. I'm just asking that the collective energy is spread far and wide when hands are held and hearts are connected. I hope that I have communicated some new teachings, perhaps some ideas that may at least have caused a few people to question how this can be, that some can hear me and know me so clearly. I say to you that everyone has this ability to be connected with a source, the source within, the life force, the Dharma, the Chi, the universal energy, the light source. It is my deepest wish that each and every one of you look in the mirror before this day ends and say, thank you. I love myself. I love my life. He ended.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you. I am flying high here. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Kelly, for just bringing this amazing space to everyone that's listening. I had this vision when I started the show that this would be a real healing show that people could connect and listen to over and over again and find the words inspiring and moving for people. So thank you, Michael, for doing that for me. And thank you, Kelly, for translating Michael's wonderful, beautiful energy.
And thank you for giving me this opportunity. It's a great pleasure.
Oh, it was wonderful. I would love to have you on again, and I just see that this is the beginning of a wonderful relationship, and I'm just so grateful that you're on the planet, Kelly. Thank you so very much. And if anyone, I do have one more caller. I only have like 7 more minutes. Would you like to take it? I think.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sure.
Hello, Patty.
Hi, is this Linda?
Hi, Patty. It's Linda.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Hi, Kelly. Mm-hmm. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Linda?
I'm great. Thank you. I first have to say that was phenomenal. Thank you for giving that to us. That brought a lot of healing, and it was just spectacular. I mean, I really, you know, I was really moved, and I really believe that you moved everyone who was listening. Or Archangel Michael was, I mean, thank you, Michael. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I was calling was because I would like to know a little bit more about the star healing, and will you be teaching classes on it?
Well, yes, you know, I'm sure I was given this download of information to do something with it other than myself.
Mm-hmm.
He told me to. And so, yeah, I haven't completely figured out the structure, but I was told that a group setting would be best, so that instead of me teaching one person at a time, I'm teaching a group of people, and then they can go on and teach others with exponentially increasing, you know, the world of healing that we all need. So I'm working on how that's going to be set up, but yes, I'm getting ready.
That's fantastic. I can't wait. I can't wait to be your first student.
Hey, thanks. I would like also, if I could, I'd just like to have people know how to get in touch with you, Kelly. I know on my webpage I have a lot of information, but sometimes people are listening and they didn't come through my webpage. So why don't we give them your webpage and how they can reach you.
Sure, that'd be great. My web address is www.intothewhitelight.com, and phone number is 636-346-7093. And if anybody's got a question, they want to go online and they want to read the book, Into the White Light, The Revelations of Archangel Michael, it's on there. Ordering instructions are on there, and I'd be happy to help them.
Great.
It's been quite a journey.
I just read your book, and it's a beautiful, powerful book. I highly recommend it to anyone that loves angels as much as I do. But it's really written like you're reading Michael talking to the world. It's really a beautiful way. I feel like when I'm reading it, I'm really listening to him, you know, speak to me. So it's really a channeled book, and so different. It's not written like a regular author would write a book. It's really channeled, and you can feel the energy of Michael talking to you when you're reading this
Absolutely.
Book. So, yeah. So I just want to thank, if there's anyone, I'm just going to who has any, even if you'd like a reading with Kelly, a little more extensive, if anything comes up for you that you have questions about, you know, feel free to call her or email her, and she's really good at getting back to you. So thank you again, everybody, for calling, and I know that everybody's going to be changed. I feel like my whole body just changed after that meditation. That was just amazing. So
well,
Linda, is there any other questions?
Pleasure.
Yeah.
No, I don't have any. I guess you answered it. I'm just looking forward to learning, you know, more about the star energy. In addition to maybe having a private reading with you, Kelly, I look forward to that. And I thank you and Archangel Michael for bringing us what you did tonight. It was just profound. It was really wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Patty. And that's all I have to say.
All right. Well.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to sign off, and hope everybody had a great time listening to Kelly Hampton.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we will be having a further show, maybe another show, and I will let you know about that, okay? And so I'm just going to say blessings, namaste, think good thoughts, and good things will happen. Blessings, everyone. Bye-bye.